WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tomorrow, a new community park opens in Bryan. The Dishman Community Park at First Christian Church was built with a donation from Bryan native Charles Dishman, who wanted to do something in memory of his parents.
They said, well, we would really like to develop the 2 acres that we own that adjoins the church as a park for the church and the community to use. And that really triggered my interest when they also said the community.
Charles's father owned Dishman Motors and was mayor of Bryan in the 1940s. Park features include a wedding venue, prayer path, and picnic tables. The dedication begins at 11 a.m. with a light lunch to follow. Tomorrow is the 11th annual Boonville Days Heritage Festival at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Executive Director Deborah Kalman says shuttle buses will also take festival goers a few blocks away to Boonville Heritage Park,
where there is an authentic restored dog trot cabin that's fully furnished, and we'll have docents over there telling stories about what life was like back in 19th century Boonville here in our local community.
Kalman says several new vendors and demonstrators will be at this year's event, along with authentic chuck wagons selling lunches of chicken fried steak, beans, potatoes, and cobbler. Lunch tickets are available for purchase at the museum. More information about this free event is online at brazosvalleymuseum.org. The city of Bryan has started a project that will improve flood control.
Construction crews will be replacing pieces of 3 concrete creek channels through December. First location's the Steel Creek tributary at North Reed between West 21st and 22nd. That'll be followed by 2 stretches of Burton Creek near Parkway Circle and at the upstream ramp entrance in Tanglewood Park. Construction will take place weekdays between 7 and 5, weather permitting. Further down the road, pun intended, TxDOT will start next summer on more than $2 million of Bryan Street projects. The most noticeable will be repaving Finfeather from Grosbeck to the South City limits. Finfeather will become a 3-lane street for vehicles plus bike lanes, according to city officials, to connect downtown Bryan to Texas A&M. Traffic signals will be replaced next year at 4 locations, 29th and Texas, Villa Maria and South College, South College and Carson, and the junction of Finfeather, Carson, and Turkey Creek. The city's 10% contribution comes from transportation fees.
Thanks, Bill. College Station police responded to the Valero at the corner of Welburn and Holloman yesterday afternoon for a robbery. A black man with dreadlocks chose several items to purchase but concealed one of the items. According to the report, when the suspect was confronted, he became irate, knocked over a display case, and threatened the clerk with injury. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. A Bryan woman is back in jail 8 days after she was released from her 5th arrest since April and 24th since 1999. That's after a Bryan police officer saw a car run a red light at Texas and 21st. 37-year-old April Thurman was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. She had posted bond following her arrest earlier this month for assaulting her mother and stepfather, charges that Thurman denies. The latest suspect video released by Bryan Police includes a reminder to lock your vehicles, remove items of value, and always report suspicious activity. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the video of 2 people checking out parked cars outside Planet Fitness on Briarcrest about 6 weeks ago. The suspects entered a locked vehicle and stole property. The video also shows that the suspects were still in the parking lot when the victims discovered what happened. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. Yep, 58. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Good morning. Let's check some weather at 6:10. Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We'll see a slow trend over the weekend for warmer temperatures as high pressure continues to control the weather. The air mass is going to undergo some modification. That's what will lead to the warmer conditions. For today, lots of sun. We're up to 80 to 85 degrees. Overnight, it's clear, lows near 60. Sunshine for tomorrow, 80 to 85 once again. Clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night. And it's sunny and warmer on Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report and your high school football report. Backup QB Nick Shimonek helped the Texas Tech beat Kansas... Backup quarterback Nick Shimonek helped Texas Tech beat Kansas in their Big 12 opener. Greg Ward Jr. shined for U of H, and in the NFL, will J.J. Watt be out for the season?
Yeah.
All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW. That's a spoiler, Scott.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So my thermometer in my vehicle said 52.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm looking at that going, really? And, you know, and it was all right. It was all right.
It was a bit brisk this morning. It was nice.
We forget during the summer that it'll do this.
Yes.
But anyway, so that was nice. And what are we here officially at the radio station?
I got 58.
Okay. There we go. So we got that going. Louisiana likes its exotic dancers naked, making money, and, oh, yeah, over 21.
Well, okay.
Why should we even be saying this, right? Three dancers under that age have filed a lawsuit asking that as of next week, when the law goes into effect, they won't be able to make a living.
It would definitely put our children at risk.
Yeah.
I'm a single mother. I'm trying to put food on the table,
right,
money away for their college funds, and without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. One of the dancers involved in the suit told a state representative she plans to, well, do other stuff next week. You know what I mean? Since she can no longer dance.
Uh-oh.
I mean, because after all...
We're going to need help. Let me go get Medicaid. Let me go get some food stamps, because I didn't make enough to buy groceries.
Right?
Yeah. Poor girl. All those girls, by the way, are from San Antonio.
Oh, great.
And that's 10 years old, I think.
Yeah.
But we just kept it because, I mean... Think about the poor Sable.
I'm a single mother.
I know.
I'm trying to put food on the table,
really,
money away for their college funds.
Right.
And without lap dances, I will not be able to do that.
I mean, after all, do you know what the tuition at Swarthmore is now?
I know,
I mean,
right?
It's just,
yeah.
Just,
what is it at the local community college?
You guys
college?
Are yeah. such haters.
Thank you.
No court such date, haters.
No court date has been set to hear the lawsuit.
Just honest working women.
That's right.
Come on.
Well, the best part is that she's like, you know, without lap dances, there's no possible way for me to earn money.
That's right. You realize how expensive things are now? Oh, man, you know what is it? You know what a DVD costs at Redbox? I mean, come on. All right. Sorry.
Just trying to put her kids through college.
I know. Well, she's actually planning ahead.
She
I really like that.
Sounds like a good mother.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah, she's got that 401k working. Anyway, no date's been set to hear the lawsuit. Senator Ronnie Johns. And see, Ronnie, I don't know if that's a male
Ronnie
or female.
Johns?
Ronnie Johns.
Johns.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Who wrote the bill. He says he's sure it will stand up in court. Okay. Got that going on. That's Louisiana.
You'll have to keep us updated.
Yeah, I will.
Whether or
yeah,
not
that's
it did.
That's Louisiana, so we got that. And while we're at it, all women think about is shopping,
mm-hmm,
while men are more interested in football, right?
Tell sure,
a
yeah.
Hotel,
I mean, yeah, okay.
Right, a hotel group, yeah. In the U.K., now, if they're saying football, that's something different over there. But anyway, they have come under fire because of their bathroom door signs, which depict women thinking about shopping and men dreaming about football.
Oh, come on.
Can't hotels being labeled as sexist for their illustrations of the male and female toilet doors.
Wow.
People are way too sensitive.
Yeah.
The people are tweeting their dislikes for the bathroom door signs, but an online poll says 81% of the people say it is all in fun.
Yeah, it is.
Of course it is.
Duh.
Let's just hope that the hotels keep the signs up.
I mean, do you know how many bathrooms in the state of Texas have, like, you know, roosters and hens on
there? Yeah, exactly. Gaucho and Gauchats and all that.
Do you think I would get offended for being called a hen?
No.
No, not at all. What do we got? We got heifers, right, and bulls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they got a lot of ways to do that.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I'm thinking, if they think that you thinking about shopping is the worst way for you to be portrayed.
If anything, I get excited when there's something fun on the door. Yeah, unless it's kind of confusing and I don't know which one is which.
Well, you know, you stand in the hall and just wait.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm coming in.
All right, this way.
Not first, Hi, John Allen with Allen Honda. Our Driven to Give sales event will benefit local breast cancer research by Robin Foose Young in the Texas A&M Health Science Center at the College of Medicine. Purchase any new or used vehicle in stock, and we'll donate $100 per sale to the Robin Foose Young Laboratory. Huge discounts, low interest rates, and affordable payments are clearly marked on the windows. Thanks to our generous sponsors for their valuable support. Come out on September 30th and October 1st and 3rd to help support a cause that touches many people's lives. Driven to Give. Only at Allen Honda.
Good morning, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's September 30th, end of September, day 274. 92 of them to go. It's International Podcast Day.
I love podcasts.
There you are.
That's what I listen to whenever I go walking. I used to do one, actually, too.
Yeah, really? Yeah. So there you are. It's there. It's International Translation Day. It's Save the Koala Day. Didn't know we needed to.
Aww.
They're cute.
They really are cute.
Yep. Mud Pack Day.
Mud Pack.
Okay.
All right.
That put that stuff on your face, whatever.
I don't know.
And Mulled Cider Day. Well, we can think
mulled
about that today.
Mulled cider. Yeah, we can.
You know, if it was like 80, we probably wouldn't
love a good
want
mulled
to.
Cider.
It's not bad at all. So we got some birthdays, too.
We got lots of birthdays here for today. Ezra Miller is 24. He's going to be the Flash coming up in the Justice League series of movies. And he's been in a lot of things. Stanford Prison Experiment was a good one that he was in.
Oh, yeah.
T-Pain. Is 31.
Oh, right.
He's the founding father of Auto-Tune, so you can thank him for that.
That weird thing.
Yeah.
But that, look how many careers that has extended.
Yeah,
or
definitely.
Or created. Extended,
yeah.
But it makes everybody sound like, I'm T-Pain.
Yeah, but very good. That's excellent, but still. You know, if you can't hit the note, go ahead and just change your voice.
Hey, whatever works for you. Yeah. Lacey Chabray is 34. She was on, she was Gretchen in Mean Girls. She was the one trying to make Fetch happen.
She's awesome. She's in a lot of Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Christmas Hallmark movies.
Yeah, she was in Party of Five.
Her time's coming up. Yeah. She'll be everywhere.
She was actually the original voice of Meg Griffin on Family Guy.
Oh, is that
before,
right?
Really?
Mila Kunis.
I did not know that.
Kira Culkin is 34. That's Macaulay Culkin's younger brother.
Why not?
Dominique Mociano is 35.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I wonder what she's up to these days. Yeah. That building, I used to pass that building that was her gym that they had out there on Luetta in Houston.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's been through numerous things since then. Marion Cotillard is 41. She's a French actress. She was in The Dark Knight Rises, Inception, Big Fish. She's been in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Elfman's 45 from Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
Tony Hale, 46. He's Buster on Arrested Development.
And he plays the bag man for Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Veep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And has won the Emmy. What? He's won quite a few Emmys.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Very funny guy. Monica Bellucci, 52, from she was in The Matrix and many other things. Trey Anastasio is 52 also from Fish. Eddie Montgomery. That's one half of Montgomery Gentry, 53.
Uh-huh.
Crystal Bernard's 55. She was Helen on Wings, and she's also from here in Texas.
Oh,
pretty cool.
All right.
Eric Stoltz is 55. Country singer and songwriter Marty Stewart is 58. Mm-hmm. Fran Drescher, 59.
From
The Nanny.
From The Nanny.
Can remember her voice.
Nanny. Barry Williams is 52. That's Greg from Brady Bunch.
Oh, nice.
Johnny Mathis is 81.
Wow.
Great music. And Angie Dickinson, 85.
All right. On tomorrow is a new month, and we don't have time to mess with all that, so we'll just say we'll do it on Monday.
We'll tell you Monday.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to forget by then anyway.
Yeah. And just remember that October is pizza month.
Ooh.
That's a good enough reason
that
right
is a
there.
Good, yeah.
And birthdays.
Birthdays. We got Brie Larson. She's 27. She's going to be Captain Marvel in the new Captain Marvel movies coming up. She was in Room also, nominated for an Oscar, or won an Oscar, rather, for Room. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Rupert Friend is 35. He plays Peter Quinn on Homeland.
Yes.
Sarah Drew, 36. She's Dr. April Kepner on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. Zach Galifianakis.
Hey.
Gus Gafalianakis is 47.
Yeah.
We all know where he's from. Kelly Willis is 48 from country music. She's also the Dixie chick Emily Robinson's sister-in-law.
Oh, did not know that.
Cindy Margolis is 51. At one time, she called herself the most downloaded woman on the internet back in the day. She used to be in the WWE.
Back in the day.
And she was also a Barker's Beauty on Price is Right.
Oh, so cool.
Pretty cool. Mark McGuire, 53.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Let's see here. Randy Quaid is 66.
Pretty strange.
Cousin Eddie himself.
Just weird.
Yeah. Stephen Collins is 69. He was from Seventh Heaven. Mm-hmm. Rod Carew, Hall of Famer, is 71. And Julie Andrews, 81.
Sound
on
of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sunday's Name Your Car Day.
Okay. Oh, cool.
All right.
Change of Light Day, I guess, whether you need to or not. World Farm Animals Day. I have no idea what that means. All right, birthdays.
Samantha Barks is 26. She was in Les Mis. She was Eponine, or however you say the name.
Mm-hmm.
Voice runner-up Dia Frampton is 29. She's now got a band herself. Let's see. Camila Bell is 30. She was the babysitter in the remake of When a Stranger Calls and then Push and all kinds of things. Efren Ramirez is 43. That's Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Nice.
Pretty cool. Paul Tuttle Jr. is 42 from American Chopper.
Never knew. I did not imagine this morning we would have a Napoleon Dynamite reference.
Right?
But that's so good.
Yeah. Tiffany is 45, the 80s pop star. Kelly Ripa, 46, from Live with Kelly and
to be determined.
Yeah. Freddie Jackson is 60, You Are My Lady in 1985. Philip Oakey is 61. That's a singer for Human League.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Sting, 65.
Wow.
Little fella named Gordon Sumner.
That's his name.
Avery Brooks is 68 from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Had to do that one for Mr. Downs.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Don McLean is 71, Mr. American Pie himself.
Yeah. Okay.
And Rex Reed, a movie critic, is 78.
Mike Rutherford, Genesis and Mike and the Mechanics.
All right.
66. That's on Sunday. All right, there you go, 623.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So a new book has been released by former Secret Service officer Gary Byrne in which he discusses the erratic, uncontrollable, and violent behavior of Hillary Clinton. Now, Byrne, who worked at the White House during the Clinton years, recalls that Hillary had a Jekyll and Hyde persona, seemingly pleasant and warm at one moment, then turning into uncontrollable rages. She also repeatedly screamed obscenities at her husband, staff, and Secret Service. According to Byrne, when one Secret Service agent dared to say good morning to the former First Lady, her response was, "Go F yourself." Hey, Hillary, next time you call Trump temperamentally unfit to be president, you may want to just look in the mirror.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
The political climate these days is enough to drive anyone straight up the wall, regardless of who you support. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, this is one I can relate to. Just wait for it. It seems police in Waukesha, Wisconsin, got a call on Tuesday night about a possible domestic situation. You see, some neighbors heard a guy screaming angry, horrible things in his apartment, and they got worried. Now, like I said, wait for it. When police arrived, they found out what was really happening. The man had DVR'd the presidential debate, and he was screaming things at Hillary Clinton. Tell me if you weren't doing the same thing. Obviously, the cops told him to keep it down and left. But to be honest, this doesn't surprise me one bit. I also wouldn't have been surprised if this story had taken place on the other side of the political spectrum. The once sacred and dignified political stage has become little more than a two-ring circus pitting megalomania against extreme corruption. On the bright side, for anyone currently supporting one of the two major party candidates, you could be like me and other libertarians, yelling at your own candidate on TV for not being able to name a world leader. We're doomed. Happy Friday. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Shenko with your money now. Angry lawmakers heaped another round of blistering criticism on Wells Fargo's CEO, pressing for details about what senior managers knew about allegedly illegal sales practices and when any concerns were disclosed. CEO John Stumpf, newly stripped of tens of millions in compensation, told a House committee yesterday that the bank is expanding its review of accounts and will evaluate executives' roles. During the grilling, Stumpf remained on the defensive. A senior Chinese aluminum industry official told the U.S. International Trade Commission that allegations by U.S. industry officials that Chinese companies are skirting global trade rules and evading U.S. import duties do not hold ground. U.S. executives allege that Chinese manufacturers are shipping metal to the U.S. via Vietnam, Malaysia, and other countries to avoid U.S. import taxes. Crude oil down 59 cents at $47.24 a barrel on Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open. That's your money now.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1-65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Good morning. It's 6:28. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It's really nice outside. A little chilly, I know. That's kind of fun. But it'll warm up today, about 81. Wind's still out of the north at about 5 miles an hour. And then tonight we're supposed to be down below 60 again. Slowly warming up again. Actually, by Tuesday we're looking at 88 again. And probably what's going to happen is the winds are going to come around in the south and it'll feel warm again. But look, enjoy it right now. Winds out of the north at 3, 84% relative humidity. And here we've got 58 degrees outside.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
We'll be right back.
Just how resilient you are may have a lot to do with the people you surround yourself with. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Bouncing back from adversity. We call it resilience, and it seems easier for some than others. So what factors influence how resilient you are?
Maybe the strongest factor is having the type of social network that really supports you in high-stress situations.
Dr. Stephen Southwick, author of the book Resilience, interviewed Special Forces soldiers about how they bounced back from adversity.
So when we talk to Special Forces soldiers, we might say, gosh, you know, you're involved in some very harrowing situations. You must be very brave. They will often say, no, it's not me. It's my squad. My squad is what makes me brave. So we strongly recommend developing your own squad, if you will, of people you really trust, who really have your back, and for whom you will help under situations of high stress. This has a big effect on the way your own stress systems respond to adversity.
Physical exercise has been proven to help build resilience, and
knowing that you are doing what you believe is right, particularly in difficult situations, really fosters and helps with resilience, as does altruism.
And resilient people are what Dr. Southwick calls active copers.
What we mean by active is that they tend to gather information. They acquire skills if they need skills. They confront when necessary.
Please visit our website for your chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Business at this week's Bryan City Council meeting included approving another joint agreement with the Texas Department of Transportation.
TxDOT says construction will start next summer on $2.2 million of projects at six locations. City will pay 10% through transportation fees. Most of the money will go towards repaving Finfeather from Grosbeck to the south city limits. Finfeather will become three lanes for vehicles, and bike lanes will be added, according to city officials, to connect downtown Bryan with the Texas A&M campus. This project also includes new traffic signals at the intersection of Finfeather, Carson, and Turkey Creek. The agreement also calls for new traffic signals at Carson and South College and Villa Maria, and Texas and 29th. There will also be new flashing beacons at Highway 21 in Marino near Coulter Field Airport. In an unrelated project, the City of Bryan has announced construction has started on replacing concrete creek channels at three locations. Weather permitting, the project will be completed in December on Steel Creek Tributary at North Reed between West 21st and 22nd, Burton Creek at the upstream vehicle ramp in Tanglewood Park, and Burton Creek near Parkway Circle. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This year marks the 150th anniversary of First Christian Church in Bryan. Part of the celebration includes tomorrow's dedication of a new community park.
I wanted to do something in Bryan. I grew up there, and I love the little town, and it's not so little anymore, though, is it? And so I wanted to do something in memory of my parents.
Charles Dishman donated the funds for the park that sits on the west side of the church property and features picnic areas, a volleyball court, and gardening boxes.
I have been told that this area around the church is has gone through some difficult periods in the last number of years, and that it is coming back, and that they And so I thought, if there's some way I can help the neighborhood and the children in the neighborhood have a place to play.
Tomorrow's dedication of Dishman Community Park at First Christian Church begins at 11 with a light lunch to follow. Celebrate the community's heritage and learn more about Brazos County's pioneer history tomorrow at the 11th annual Boonville Days Heritage Festival. Activities for the whole family will take place both inside the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History and on the Brazos Center grounds.
Part of our mission is to bring the best of science, natural history, and cultural history to the community, and we feel that Boonville Days is one opportunity for us to really do that for the public.
Executive Director Deborah Kalman says they have several new vendors and demonstrators this year.
Different leather workers and wood turners. We have folks from the San Jacinto Monument coming. So we have a really great turnout this year. I'm really proud of all the things that we have going on.
Kalman says authentic chuck wagon lunches will be available for purchase, but they typically sell out, so she does recommend purchasing your lunch ticket from the museum before tomorrow. Visit BrazosValleyMuseum.org for more information about the festival. Texas is one of three states that are suing the Obama administration in an attempt to block the U.S. government from giving away oversight of the agency that assigns internet domain names. Among other opponents to the president's plan is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who predicts control would go to the United Nations.
And two-thirds of the country and the U.N. are hostile to the United States, so I can see a situation where our domain owners or people wishing to seek domains are not treated fairly or treated or discriminated against.
The attorneys general in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arizona filed the lawsuit in federal court in Galveston against the Commerce Department. Congress approved the move as part of a temporary spending bill. Running a red light results in the second arrest in as many weeks for a Bryan woman. According to online jail records, it's also the sixth arrest since April and the 25th since 1999 for 37-year-old April Thurman. A Bryan police officer stopped Thurman's car after witnessing the driver run the red light at Texas and 21st, then failing to pull over for five blocks until she stopped at 18th and Preston. Thurman, who was arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions, was out on bond on charges that she denies of assaulting her mother and stepfather. Bryan police are looking for three or four black men accused of a robbery during the midnight hour the night before last in the parking lot of Saddlewood Apartments on Welburn Road. The victim, a visitor to the complex, was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. An undisclosed amount of cash was taken. The 16th time Bryan police respond to a home this year regarding a family disturbance, an arrest is made. 49-year-old Charles Farmer is accused of striking his wife twice during an argument Wednesday afternoon. The arrest report did not indicate if the victim required medical treatment. Farmer told police he was defending himself after he was threatened with a knife. A knife was not located following a search of the house and neighboring properties. Bryan police has released video surveillance of two people entering a locked vehicle and taking items. The video, which you can see online at WTAW.com, also shows the victims arriving at their vehicle while the suspects were still in the parking lot of Planet Fitness on Briarcrest. The video also shows the suspects checking other vehicles while many people walked by. BPD also reminds you to lock your vehicles, remove items of value, and always report suspicious activity. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 58 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Have you ever had your day just completely ruined whenever you're having a repairman come out or whenever you're having a sound system installed or something like that? And they tell you, we'll be there anytime between noon and four within the span of these 3 days. Well, you don't have to worry about that right now with Suddenlink. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink. And right now, today is the last day that they are doing same-day installation. If you call them the day before noon, you will get it installed today. And right now you can get 50 meg internet for just $39.95 a month. Remember, if you call today before noon, you will get it installed today. Give them a call, 866-324-5555. That's 866-324-5555. It's only going on until today. Don't miss out, okay? This opportunity is going to be gone tomorrow. 866-324-5555 or visit suddenlink.com to get your same-day installation from Suddenlink.
Here's a chance to stake your support for veterans and their families with an evening of patriotic entertainment. The 4th Annual Stake Your Support Annual Steak and Cigar Dinner is Saturday, October 1st. Proceeds benefit veterans from the Brazos Valley and the Warrior and Family Support Center at Brooks Army Medical Center. Enjoy a live and silent auction and 40s swing music. A great party for a great cause. Saturday, October 1st at 6 o'clock in the Expo Center. Tickets and all the information is at BrazosValleyCares.org.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 641. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will continue to build across the local area, resulting in lots of sunshine today. Temperatures going to range from 80 to 85 through the afternoon. Will be clear tonight, lows around 60. More sun for tomorrow. We're going to be back up to 80 to 85. High pressure is still in control tomorrow night. Clear skies. Lows will be somewhere between 60 and 65. Sunday looks sunny and a bit warmer. Highs will be anywhere from 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report and your high school football report. Texas Tech takes down Kansas in their Big 12 opener thanks to help from backup quarterback Nick Schimonek. Greg Ward Jr. took number 6 U of H to a big win. And in the NFL, J.J. Watt is down, but is he out? All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so let's start with that third-party candidate.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay.
I loved your bit of info this morning.
Yeah, you referenced it there. I mean, when you get to the point, and beyond this election, will we continue to always have an Aleppo moment? Will that end up being a phrase that will
I
work?
Think so.
You know, that's a good question. I feel like I'm to blame a little bit because every time I sing his praises on this show, it seems like the next day he has an Aleppo moment.
All right, so. In case you don't know, he was asked Wednesday on Hardball with Chris Matthews to name a foreign leader that he admired.
And who is this? Because let's remind people.
I'm sorry, you're right. I should say Gary Johnson.
Because a lot of people don't know.
That's true. And anytime he can have his name said, that's a good thing as far as he's concerned.
True, yeah.
So anyway, Gary is the Libertarian presidential candidate. And so he was asked about that. And he said, I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment. And the thing is, he said it. And he said it on MSNBC, so only 426 people heard him say it.
But since
with the internet,
since they're a little scared of him, I think they're blowing this up all over the place. And here's the deal, okay? Obama thought there were 52 states, and George Bush thought that decider was a word, and you know all this stuff. I mean, come on!
And Bill Clinton was just Bill Clinton,
exactly. Yeah, I mean, the campaign trail is rough, you know.
So he said, I guess I had an Aleppo moment, which, of course, goes back to the last time he couldn't remember or didn't didn't realize the Syrian city where they had had the attacks. So
yeah, and he's done this twice, okay? It's not like he rigged an election or anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's not like he called a Miss Universe fat or anything.
Yeah, really, Miss Piggy. So anyway, so we got that. All right, so there had been a move in Washington. And again, things that happen inside the Beltway, we don't necessarily feel out here. But the Peter King, who's a congressman from New York, went to and witnessed the emotion of the anniversary celebration, or anniversary memorial, I should say, of the 9/11 victims. The families of the 9/11 victims were there in Washington. And he saw this was a group that you really did not want to trifle with.
Mm-mm.
And he was one of the people who said, we do need to give them the opportunity to sue Saudi Arabia. And that was kind of what generated this whole legislation that the president said he would veto, and then Congress said they would come back and override his veto, and they did. They did that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it by an overwhelming margin. And then, of course, what does the White House do but say that's the stupidest thing, the most embarrassing thing that Congress has done in decades?
Mm,
so continuing to ramp it up
most.
A little bit. No. No. Yeah, we're going to start listing them?
Yeah.
But now Congress is expressing some reservations. And I don't know exactly why. Granted, obviously, Saudi Arabia said that they were going to pull a lot of resources out of the United States that they had invested because of this. And so I guess we're kind of playing this brinksmanship game when it comes to that. But you've got both Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, and Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, again, another Republican, said that they are open to discussion about changing the bill, which, again, Congress had approved.
You know, the only good argument against it that I've heard, actually, and what makes it kind of contentious in my mind is, you know, this does kind of open up the playing field for the United States to be sued by people in other countries.
Certainly true.
For some of the things that have, that we've done. You
right.
know?
Yeah. I've heard the same thing.
Certainly true.
So that makes it kind of.
Well, all right. At what point do you become a statesman?
Yeah,
I know that's really asking a lot of our elected officials to actually think about your country first.
Yeah.
Again, let's look at Israel. If we just behave like Israel, I think a lot of people would really be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But they would know that it's nationalism, that it's caring about our country first. Hello.
Yeah, they finally turned this man down, and now they're going to turn around and give it all back to him.
I know.
Fools.
Yeah. I know. You're right. Fools. That's perfect. I mean, already they're saying this.
Finally, yeah, that is a good point. They finally stood up to him, and now what they're thinking about.
And he's a lame duck.
Yeah.
He's a lame duck. He is out of there in, like, less than 120 days.
Right. Yep. Who cares if you tick him off?
Anyway, there you go. Those are our boys and girls and their political will and their political courage inside the Beltway at 647.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 1st, learn about pruning trees and shrubs. We'll teach you about the benefits and reasons for pruning, equipment needed, correct methods and locations of cuts, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
The next time you're in a tall building looking out over a city or even a mid-rise building looking out over a community, take a gander at the urban forest. There are places where you can look for miles and hardly see rooftops. The trees are growing branch against branch. That's true of all the cities in Texas, even some of the West Texas cities as well. Bad things we do to good trees. I'm going to talk to you about what we do to those trees in that urban forest right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. We Texans love our trees. They're important parts of our lives. They beautify and they cool. They slow the north winds and they provide drama and accent to our surroundings. Trees are good to us, but sadly, we're not always good to our trees. I have a checklist of things not to do to your trees. Hopefully, you can stay away from them all. We plant the wrong species for our soils and our climate. This falls into several categories. Fast growth is a terrible criterion when you're choosing a shade tree. Fast-growing trees suffer short and hard lives. They're prone to all manners of insect disease and storm damage. Sometimes we choose trees that can't handle our heavy alkaline soils if we're in a part of Texas that has those. East Texas pines, water oaks, and even dogwoods fall into that group. And then there are plants that are adapted to West Texas that won't do well in East Texas. You need to choose accordingly. We plant trees whose mature sizes don't match up with our needs. If you ever see trees that had to be flat-sided or topped so that they'd fit around power lines, you've seen the prime example of this issue. Ask your nurseryman how tall and how wide your tree candidate will grow. Read and check resources online to get additional opinions. Keeping trees out of utilities is our responsibility, not one we should leave to the linemen. We start with trees that are too large to transplant successfully. This is when an eager owner of a new home envisions instant shade and rushes to buy the biggest tree possible. Not a good plan. If it's a tall sapling that's been plucked off a hillside, then wrapped in burlap, it probably will suffer mightily from the loss of roots during the transplanting. A smaller nursery-grown tree that has proportionally more of its roots still intact will generally take off much faster. Container-grown trees establish most quickly of all. Young trees that are correct size for planting, but we're not careful in how we nurture them at the outset. Perhaps you drive home with the new tree hanging out of the back of your car or your pickup, or maybe you didn't get it planted right away and it ran out of steam waiting in the original pot. Or perhaps you planted it punctually, but you forgot to water it on one or more critical occasions. New trees dry out more quickly than the adjacent soil, so you need to hand water them. We cover trees' roots with fill. Gardeners are amazed that 90% of tree roots are in the top foot of soil, and when you start putting an inch or more soil over those tree roots, you risk losing the tree. Then we strip bark with line trimmers and mower wheels, and that's a good quick way to kill them. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, it's Friday, and you know what that means, football. And with your high school football report and your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Week 6 of high school football got underway a little early last night as the Bryan Vikings defeated the Navasota Rattlers at Merrill Green Stadium. The win improves the Vikings to 2-3 on the year, while the Rattlers fall to 0-5. Now tonight, 3-1 A&M Consolidated returns home to face 3-2 Temple. Here's Tigers head coach Dave Raffield on the Wildcats.
I tell you what, this group, they are athletic, and they play disciplined football. The only two losses they have are to extremely good 6As that they mix it up with. They're going to present a huge challenge for the defense and the offense.
Kickoff is tonight at 7:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The undefeated College Station Cougars are riding high in the saddle, fresh off a 65-7 win over Bryan. And despite tonight's opponent, Waco University, being 0-5, Coach Steve Huff says he isn't overlooking the battle-tested Trojans.
The thing that stands out most, they're all juniors and seniors now. When you look at our roster, we'll be carrying four sophomores, and a majority of those kids are playing. you know, they're playing a lot of upperclassmen. Kids have played ball a lot.
Things are underway at 7:30 at University High School. Broadcast is on the Zone 102.7 FM. After grabbing a season-opening win, the Rudder Rangers have now dropped three straight. They'll look to put a stop to that skid tonight when they kick off district play against 3-2 Waco.
You know, our pre-district schedule was tough and difficult, and but that's behind us now, and there's no reason to go back and look at it very much anymore. You know, we just need to be at the end of the 48 minutes on Friday night, 1-0.
Rangers head football coach Will Compton. His squad takes on the Lions tonight at 7:30 on Willie 1550. Elsewhere, St. Joe's entertains Faith Academy at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Brazos Christian welcomes Texas School for the Deaf to town at 7. And Buffalo heads to Bruceville Eddy at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. Remember to check out schedules, interviews, podcasts, and even to listen live, head over to brazosfootball.com. In the college game, ninth-ranked Texas A&M, of course, is on the road tomorrow, visiting SEC foe South Carolina. For a little preview on the Gamecocks offense, here's defensive coordinator John Chavis.
It'll be another game that we're going to be tested because they got a big physical offensive line. You know, they got a couple running backs that can run the football. Got a freshman that's really doing a great job for a freshman running back, and they got some skill outside.
Now for the other side of the ball, here's Aggie offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni on the South Carolina defense under new head coach Will Muschamp.
The front, he's got a couple ends that are good players. He's got two big defensive tackles that are kind of run stoppers, and his kids on the back end can all run. So it's you know, it's going to be a fun challenge for us.
Kickoff between the Aggs and Gamecocks is set for 3 o'clock tomorrow with broadcasts on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school football and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In college football, backup quarterback Nick Szymanek threw for 4 touchdowns and 271 yards to lead Texas Tech past Kansas 55-19 last night in each team's Big 12 opener. Szymanek came in after starter Patrick Mahomes, who also threw 4 TDs, got injured in the third quarter. Elsewhere in college football, Greg Ward Jr. threw for a career-high 389 yards and accounted for 5 touchdowns in just more than 3 quarters to help 6th-ranked Houston beat Connecticut 42-14 on Thursday night. The Cougars' next opponent is Navy on October 8th. In the NFL, a person familiar with J.J. Watt's condition says the Houston Texans star defensive lineman had back surgery Thursday and is expected to miss the rest of the season. It's his second back surgery in 2 months after he missed training camp and Houston's 4 preseason games after surgery in July to repair a herniated disc. Watt was placed on the injured reserve Wednesday. The news was first reported by ESPN. The Texans take on the Titans at NRG Stadium Sunday, October 2nd at 12 p.m. Pre-game's at 11:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Also in the NFL, Dez Bryant missed medical appointments and team meetings over 2 days away from the Dallas Cowboys this week. Coach Jason Garrett says the star receiver was trying to avoid bad news about his injured right knee. Garrett said Bryant missed an MRI on Monday and a team meeting on Tuesday before getting an exam Wednesday. The MRI revealed a hairline fracture in the bone in his right knee, which he injured in Sunday's win over Chicago. The Cowboys take on the 49ers at Jerry World Sunday, October 2nd at 3:25 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Here's some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service.